You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass. right. And that set, you first heard Salty Dog doing Old Fashioned Love from their album Lost Treasure. After that, you heard Irish blues hard rock band Samarkand with Touchstone Man, excuse me, from the new self-titled album, came out in November. Then something brand new from the Dead Daisies. If you recall, the band's made up of musicians who've been around a long time and are now enjoying playing new music in the style of 70s classic rock. Being started in 2013, have put out 3 studio albums and a live album. They've toured worldwide, opening for big bands, headlining, playing festivals. The band includes alumni of Whitesnake, Thin Lizzy, Motley Crue. Lead singer John Corabi was in Crue when they parted ways with Vince Neil. Before that was in the band The Scream. And their new album is Burn It Down. And the song I played was, what did I play? Set Me Free, I believe, right? Yeah. And then set ended with Blackstone Cherry with Southern Fried Friday Night from Family Tree, their brand new album. Being formed in Kentucky in 2001, produced this album in the same location where they recorded their self-titled debut album, Glasgow, Kentucky. Who'd have thought there's a Glasgow in Kentucky? Oh, well. Now we've got part 2 of Serious Guitar Time. Yay! And we're going to start with the Goo Gun Power Trio with Funky Chicken, which that goes probably with the Southern Fried Friday Night. Now we got Funky Chicken. It's from the 2011 album Solid Ground. And I still don't know if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. It's spelled G-U-G-U-N. And it's the lead singer and serious guitarist's name. They're a blues power trio formed in Indonesia in 2004 to play in blues bars in Jakarta. And 2011, they were chosen by a jury online votes of fans to win the Hard Rock Cafe's Global Battle of the Band, celebrating the Hard Rock Cafe's 40th anniversary. So this is the Goo Gun Power Trio with Funky Chicken off their album Solid Ground.
Salt and gave my everything, but I know I'm never gonna feel that love again. She's gone and left me, now I'm down and out. Call her name, sometimes I shout. I wish she'd pick up the telephone, yeah, give me a call. There's nothing's the same, nothing's the same at all. Since my baby's gone, since she gone away.
Thank you.
right. That was from the new Joe Bonamassa album, The British Blues Explosion Live. On the album, Joe, pays homage to the British blues rock guitarist that inspired him. This was recorded at Greenwich Music Time at the Old Royal Naval College on July 7th, 2016. And you're going to be hearing plenty from this album in upcoming weeks. And, that song you heard was Black Winter Django. And before that, you heard Jesse Johnson with Since My Baby's Gone from his 2015 album, Set the Blues on Fire. Johnson's an Indiana native who left the area at 18, headed to the East Coast to play in bands, and in 1983 became the guitarist for Archangel, later the band Dead Ringer, then released his first solo album in 2004. Before that was British guitarist Danny Bryant with Truth or Dare from his brand new album, Revelation. The guitarist is 37, been playing since he was 15, professionally since 18. Played him on this show quite a bit. And the set started with the Goo Gun Power Trio with Funky Chicken from their 2011 album, Solid Ground. Eventually, I'm going to find out how to pronounce that man's name. He's such a great guitarist. Now, okay, I've got probably about 20 minutes, half hour left. So, you know, this is kind of an hour of total freeform. You know, I'm just playing kind of like whatever, random, like I did last week. It worked out pretty well. I've got actually a couple of things I haven't heard yet. I have the CD from guitarist Gus G, and the album's called Fearless. I don't know much about him, although he's a friend of Soren Anderson, is it? Yeah, and he recommended him. And we'll see what this sounds like. Let's see what I've got here. This is six. Okay. This is a cover of the Dire Straits song Money for Nothing. I've never heard this before, so let's, you know, see how it goes. I bet it'll be good. Gus G.
it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me, we mean business. Busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.